Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Patrick Mahomes gets a win last evening against the Buffalo Bills in a game. And what a game. What a weekend of games it was. 42-36 KC, 19-16 Cincy over Tennessee, 13-10 San Francisco over Green Bay, and 30-27 the Rams beat Tampa Bay. And now the conference finals are set. But we begin with the last one last night. Mahomes.
It's actually funny. A couple weeks ago, maybe last week, I was talking to Mike Remmers because he was in the Minnesota Miracle. And the final play, scoring the touchdown, winning the game at home. And he was talking about how awesome the environment was. And I was talking about how we had to play with Travis and the Chargers where he scored, but we weren't at Arrowhead. And so to be in this moment, this game against that team, and to make a play to walk off a game at Arrowhead, I'll remember this for the rest of my life.
Now, I think a lot of people remember watching this game if they weren't there. That is for sure. Mahomes, 33 of 44, Chris, for 378 and 3. Josh Allen? 27 to 37, 329 and 4. You jumble that together, the quarterbacks go 60 of 81 for 707 and 7 and 0. No picks. I watch this game, and you try to tend to localize topics, right? At least, you know, you talk about the widespread, whatever, but you bring it back to Pittsburgh. And I say, how can you watch that game and think the Steelers are in the same stratosphere as those two teams last night, and one quarterback, Allen, is 25, and Mahomes is 26. Yeah. This is Manning and Brady, or maybe Brady two times over in the AFC, and you got another 8 years of this.
And that's just those two. Then
right.
You got the guy that won on Saturday, even though he didn't throw any touchdowns, and the offense wasn't particularly pretty, but Burrow put up 348 yards. You got a guy who was an overtime field goal away from getting into the playoffs and Justin Herbert. Those are the big four, in my opinion, in the AFC. Mahomes and Allen seem to be a cut above the other two. I don't know. Maybe we'll see something different in the AFC championship game. But regardless, I look around the AFC, and we haven't even mentioned like the Lamar Jacksons and Derek Carrs of the world either. And I don't think Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins is on that level even. So I don't know how the Steelers compete in a world where, look, if they were in that situation last night against either one of those teams, none of the quarterbacks they have on their roster is doing anything to keep pace with either one of those two guys. Like, it's a different game.
Yeah, I watch that game. It moves at a different speed. I watch what the offenses do, and they throw the football all over the place. They take yardage. And it felt like watching the end of that the Chiefs had five guys that would be the Steelers' fastest guy.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt that way.
That's the other thing, is the speed factor on both sides of the ball. But particularly, you look at Hardman, Hill, of course, McKinnon.
Right.
These guys take the ball and they're 0 to 60 in the blink of an eye, and the Steelers don't have anybody even amongst their most talented players on offense, anybody who moves like that.
I don't want to paint dread this morning, but you always, again, you try to localize things, and I look at it through the Steelers' eye, and I just simply said, as one play turns to another, Hill has a big return. There's a big touchdown. You have Allen find another seam. You have him go ahead and bulldog people for a first down. You then, and again, to localize it, you say, how in the world are the Steelers on this, in the same stratosphere? Did they play with that team? Did they find something to do in terms of stopping that team? And I don't know. I don't know. I think you continue to build on defense and hope, but there's no way you match points with those teams. You just can't if you're the Steelers.
No, they don't have, and it's not as easy as even drafting a quarterback or shoring up your offensive line. Like, again, to bring it back to the game-breaking element, there's no one on the Steelers' offense that moves like Tyreek Hill moves, that moves even like Stephon Diggs or Gabriel Davis moves. I mean, the wealth of skill position players on the field last night who could break the game open, coupled with the quarterbacks and what they were able to do, not just with their arms but with their legs, the complete and total package. And you're right. The Steelers' offense is light years behind what we saw last night. It's just, like I said, it's not even the same game. So as much as we might like some of the personnel, as much as we might love some of the personnel on the defensive side of the ball and what they're capable of, like, is that even enough? So, you know, let's... because I know we're going to get into the overtime conversation later. I don't want to sort of open Pandora's box yet in regards to that. But the argument could be made, just make a stop, right? Well, if the Steelers' defense is out there against either one of those offenses last night, are they able to do that? Are they able to just make a stop? Even if it's not stopping a team from scoring, just hold them to a field goal, right? And I think they'd be capable of doing that once or twice, but then we saw the Steelers' defense get absolutely handled by the Chiefs twice in the last month. I don't know. It's just, it feels like it's a completely different game on both sides of the ball. And I don't know, you know, saying the Steelers offense is light years behind those two offenses is one thing. Everybody can see that. But then also, do they have the kind of defense that can slow down one of those offenses? Right. I don't know if they do.
And this is the height of the Steelers defense. I think that's my main concern when I was watching this, is that the Steelers defense right now is going to, probably starting about next year, get older from there. We are seeing the height of it probably age-wise. As T.J. Watt gets a little bit older, that's going to happen. It's not necessarily one that, okay, you got 9 million young guns on defense, and they are going to match the time frame of Allen and Mahomes.
Or just match the time frame of whatever you may be able to put together on offense. Yeah,
correct. This is, I don't want to say it's just getting started for these two teams, but with the quarterbacks' ages, they could do this for another 7-8 years.
And it's, again, not just those two teams, because, Mahomes is 26, Allen's 25, Burrow is 22, 23.
Jamar Chase is like 15.
Herbert is 22, I think. Those guys aren't going anywhere. Like, it's going to be fascinating. And again, we didn't even mention the Lamar Jacksons or Derek Carrs of the world, who are probably
Chase
that next
21.
Level.
He's 21 years old.
He's going to play football for at least the next 10 to 15 years.
And that's the scary part. And now the Steelers are in a bind. And this is where the conversation does go back, Chris. And I hate for it to go to this place. These pieces were all in place when he went into this year. Why not try to match what you – this year needed to be scrapped in a way by the Steelers. Or you come up with the same result and you just go ahead and start that rebuild. Now, it may have meant no Najee Harris here. That could have happened.
Yeah.
But you had to start, and Ben just got in the way for a year. He just got in the way for a year.
Yeah, and they decided to be okay with that. Right, whether it was they made him an offer that they thought he would walk away from and he ended up taking it, or whether they fully intended to welcome him back with open arms the entire time, it doesn't matter. They decided, when they decided to move forward with Ben for a year, that were, like we've said over and over again, they hit the pause button on development, and they sort of punted on the year, basically, even knowing that they might sneak into the playoffs as they did. They knew it wasn't going to really go anywhere. And so here you are now with an offense that, as much as I love Najee, as much as I love Freiermuth, as much as I like Deontay Johnson when he catches the football, they don't have a Tyreek Hill. They don't have even a Mecole Hardman. They don't even have a Jerick McKinnon. And they certainly don't have the kind of quarterback who can utilize all those weapons. Their offense is a long way off. And again, it feels like what we watched last night was like the big blockbuster summer movie, and the Steelers are the direct-to-DVD sequel.
For sure. And I saw guys last night. I guess the scary part last night, and I don't know how Matt Canada counters this, because you do match offenses, even though your mm-hmm. defense is trying to tackle. I saw more guys in that football game catching the ball on a dead sprint than I have in any football game I saw all year. Full form, 100% dead run.
And the quarterbacks got it to them regardless of what position they were in. We saw they outlined it a couple times on the broadcast. Mahomes kind of going with the sidearm action to get it underneath a defender's arms almost, or wrap it around a defender. You saw Josh Allen throw a ball 60 yards on a rope.
Right.
I mean, just on a rope, catching a guy in a dead run. I mean, the talent at quarterback is, well, the Steelers just aren't anywhere close to having that.
No, they're not. You know, and I said this and I tweeted it out this morning because I do find it true. Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Herbert, Rudolph. That's like when you see somebody walking around the beach and they got one of those shirts that say Paris, New York, Rome, London, Shreveport.
Right.
Or Johnstown.
Yeah.
Really. It just doesn't fit. It's not even the same. I don't know what the answer is, but the answer is Mason Rudolph is grossly overmatched by those guys.
Here's the thing. All the contingencies or all the other directions they could go, you know, the veteran stopgap, the Dwayne Haskins, a rookie in the draft, none of those pieces are going to measure up to what we just saw this weekend and specifically last night either.
Yeah, it's just a scary time for the rest of the AFC. It really, really is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.